Now we're going to hear about another broadcaster. Rachel Banham interviewed Kim Riley of BBC TV's Look East. Kim retired last October after almost 40 years on our TV screens. Here is Tony Stimpson with Rachel Banham's report.
His face and his voice are instantly recognisable. Kim Riley was beamed into our homes for so many years that we all feel like we know him. So when BBC Look East's chief reporter retired after 38 years on our TV screens last October, he was given a fitting farewell by his colleagues, which he found quite emotional. We've been very close, really, very close indeed. And there's been a really nice team spirit here, right through the years, he says. I've been very, very lucky. In fact, I've been very lucky in my career, really, to be honest. I joined in the summer of 1982. That's when I came to Norfolk. I've had a fairly good innings. Kim recalls how, when he joined the BBC team, Ian Masters was one of the original presenters. Reporters included Tony Skase and Roger Maynard, and John Myatt was on sport. Those were the days. It's hard to imagine now, when it was very different the setup to what it is now, he says. We were on film for a start. In other words, we had film cameras and the films had to be processed. They had to go into a film bath. We used to take film. The quickest way to get it back to the studios was by motorcycle dispatch rider. Getting round generally was much, much slower. You set off from Norwich to do filming in Milton Keynes. It felt like you were going to an epic journey across Africa, really. And then, if you needed communications, well, usually the way was to go to a phone box, hoping it hadn't been vandalised. Kim remembers early mobile phones as being the size of a couple of bricks. In those days, he recalls, there wasn't the equipment to do live broadcasts, except in the studio. But he adds, it was a great team spirit and much fun. Kim also worked at BBC's broadcasting house for a while, reporting for everything from Radio 1's Newsbeat to Radio 4's Today programme. Although I enjoyed what I did in London and enjoyed working on the main news programme and all the rest of it, I was always at my happiest when I was at the end of the week driving back up across the open fields to East Anglia and getting back home and seeing the kids, he says. From the death of Princess Diana to the Soham murders, Kim has covered many memorable news stories for BBC Look East. Certainly one of the ones that stands out is when I was at home on Sunday morning in August 1997 and I was woken by a call from the producer. He told me to prepare for a shock, he says. I sat up in bed thinking, oh, why? What's happened? Princess Diana has been killed in a car crash. Within the hour, Kim recalls how he was at Norwich Cathedral talking to early morning worshippers, many of whom hadn't heard the news. And that was at the start of an extraordinary week for me, and for the whole country, actually, leading up to the funeral, which was at Westminster Abbey. And then, of course, the burial at Authrop was Northamptonshire, which is where I went later that week to report on the build-up for that. Kim is also known for his court reporting, and one of the cases he will never forget was the murder of schoolgirls Holly West and Jessica Chapman in Soham, Cambridgeshire, in 2002. He recalls waiting for the jury's verdict. I remember sitting under the big dome of the Old Bailey, waiting, and I was reading To Kill a Mockingbird, he says. It's a beautiful book. It's such a powerful book. And it was kind of like an antidote to me to the nasty things we'd been hearing. Kim, who lives in Mellis in Suffolk, is set to keep busy in his retirement. We speak during the COVID-19 pandemic, but he is looking forward to the future. He and his wife, crime writer Mary Jane, celebrate their 40th wedding anniversary in 2021 and hope to travel. Mary Jane is working on a new series of period fiction books, and Kim hopes they can go to look at locations for her plots. He's also aiming to spend more time with his children, Edward, Peter and Esme, and his grandchildren. Generally, I think we'll keep busy, do this, do that, travel around a bit, he says. It's all good.
Thank you, Tony. Kim said he intends to travel around a bit. And the editor talked earlier about enjoying a summer holiday. It looks as if travel and summer holidays this year will be confined to holidays in Great Britain. But let's hope those who want to will be able to go further afield next year.